Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
You're on the air. Go ahead. Start your show.
I'm here. This is Keisha.
Go ahead. Start your show.
Ain't ready with me?
Start your show.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hang up. Hang up. And let me call you back.
Okay.
Hello. Blog Talk listeners, we're having some technical problems. If you'll just hold on, please. Hello? What am I speaking with, please? Hello? Hold on, please. I hear a lot of static.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
I say hello, how are you?
I'm good.
Hello, Blog Talk listeners. You're live with us tonight on Street Talk, where I'm the host, Michelle.
Hello, Michelle, how are you?
Hello, I'm Mama. Fine. How are you all tonight?
I'm fine. Thank you for asking.
Okay. We'll be talking tonight about Terrence Dunn.
Excuse me?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
I'm fine. We will be talking tonight about my friend Terrence Dunn.
Oh, LaShawn, I didn't know Dunn. But anyway, you know, I pray for him, and if, you know, for everything that's happening, God is going to bless everything. It's going to be all right.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
I know.
Okay, and then what was going on with him?
A couple of our friends.
Yes, ma'am.
Seen it on the news.
Uh-huh.
He burned himself because he was in love with his girlfriend. He called his friend.
Yes, ma'am.
He called his girlfriend's phone.
Uh-huh.
And a dude picked up the phone. And he went over to her house. And they said he tried to burglarize her house. But he did not do that. He went over to find out if who the dude was. He was in love with her, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
So at the time that he went over to her house, he was upset and very angry.
Yes, yes, because she's playing with him.
Yeah, she was playing with him. So he was very angry and upset.
Yeah.
So at that point, he didn't know how to handle it, right?
Right, right. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so he took things into a different angle.
Took it the wrong way instead of him getting on his knees and praying to God. You know, because love do hurt. Yes.
Yeah, so what he done
at that point. He was trying to listen. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, what he done at that point was they said that he took off running from the police because they came out to the house.
Yes.
And they was trying to arrest him.
Hmm.
Okay. He didn't want to go to jail, so he had a bottle of gasoline in a Poway bottle.
Hmm. He didn't want to go to jail, so he'd rather go to hell then, huh? So he going to burn himself up. Now, that was the wrong thing to do. I would rather went to jail and got in jail, you know, and prayed about it or went home.
I know.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I apologize.
No, I understand.
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. I understand.
Yeah,
it took a real toll on me. Okay. He went and he poured gasoline on top of his head.
What?
Yeah, inside the Wingstop. And the police tried to apprehend him.
Yes, right.
Okay, so instead of him trying to stop, they tried to tase him or something. So they burnt the taser started to burn. And at that point, I guess everything took a toll. You know, everything left. And so, at that point, I guess everything got way out of hand. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yes, ma'am. But, everything went out of proportion.
But he was in love with that girl so strong.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
So he actually did
so,
something.
How's he doing?
I'm unsure. The police won't let anybody see him or anything.
Okay.
His mom.
Thank God he didn't die. And thank God he didn't die. He got plenty of time to repent.
Excuse me.
My goodness, that is so sad.
Excuse me.
Yes, I'm listening.
So
I'm listening. Yes, I'm listening.
What is this about?
We was talking about my friend Terrence Dunn.
Say.
Terrence Dunn, T. Dunn.
Mm-hmm.
He burnt himself up.
That is so bad,
though. Huh?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry.
I'm listening.
I'm sorry, caller. You can speak. Hello?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Yeah, you can speak.
Okay, I'm listening to you.
Nah, I was just saying that, He was so in love with this girl that he burned himself up.
You know,
ma'am.
Huh? You know, say he burned himself up trying to, you know, kill himself for the girl or something. What is that solving? That's not gonna start from him. He hurt like he are now. I know you hurt. Love hurts. You know, this thing that you go through, the trials and tribulations. You put God first and above faith, everything will be all right. Because if sometimes a person say they don't want you no more, yeah, it hurts. They don't want you no more. You know, we got to call on God and put God first above that. So, you know what, don't let that devil try to influence you, taking your life out, trying to take your life for what? Well, you take the time to take your life for her, and then she's still going to be around doing the same thing that she's been doing. I know you're in love. That don't make, you know, you hurting yourself and then hurting others inside that. Yeah, looking for how his mama feel about things. You know, things like that, too. You know, better know himself. You know what I'm talking about? But you don't hurt yourself by nothing like that. There's plenty, you know, whatever. Just sit back and chill. Do what you have to do. Call on God, go to God, and you go on with your life. If it's over, it's over. It hurts. Yeah, it hurts. It's easier said than done. But sometimes you be in love like that, but you know what, you're going to kill yourself for you do them, try to do all that stuff for you do them. You can do them and go straight to hell, but it's like suicide.
That was just like
let me ask, how old was this young man?
He's in his 30s.
He's in his 30s, mid-30s or late 30s?
Yeah,
35?
Yeah. No, ma'am.
Okay, he's younger than 35?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. He's way younger.
How long has he dated this girl?
I understand how long like they've been together. You know what I'm saying? People can be in relationships 20 and 30, 40 years.
No, I'm not asking that. I said how long was he in a relationship with this young girl?
Yes, yes. Right.
How long?
He dated the lady for a couple of years. He got a child by her.
Yeah,
a couple of years. You know, that is so sad, though. I hate that happened to him. But, you know, he should have just caught, you know, start praying to God. He should have fell on his knees. You know, because ain't no need to take in your life. There's not no need in you, you know, trying to, you know, go to other people, you know, trying to take their lives and then going with the police and, you know, the situation that you are in. You just mess yourself up for life. And it's not even worth it.
Yeah, you're right.
It's not worth it. Yeah. I know it hurts. Love hurts, baby. Believe you me. Yes, it do. But you
really
have to know
does.
How to cope with it.
It really does. It really does.
Yeah, I know.
Love really does hurt.
Yeah, love hurts. Love kills, too.
Yeah, hello. We got a new caller. Hello, new caller. Would you like to speak at this time? Hello, new caller. Hello. You're on Street Talk. We're ready. Is that the Terrence Dunn on tonight? Hello, callers. If you would, you could speak at any time. We're just having a Street Talk about what happened in Cedar Hill with my friend Terrence Dunn.
Yeah, it's so sad, though.
Yeah, it's real sad. It was real
sad. Okay, listen, Flo.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? It's okay for y'all to speak. Anybody want to speak? Would anybody like to speak on tonight?
So this happened today?
No, ma'am. It happened Wednesday night.
Wednesday night?
Yes, ma'am.
And he burnt himself up with gasoline.
Yes, ma'am.
Was
he burned himself up.
Was he under the influence or anything?
No, ma'am. He was not under any influences.
Oh, so he wasn't in his right mind then?
He was just in love. He was just in love.
Yeah, love do hurt, love gets you killed and everything else. Well, my goodness. But I wouldn't set myself on fire because you're going to burn in hell anyway. And then you set yourself on fire, you see all that stuff anyway. You know what, like, you know, you commit, you know, suicide, you are automatically going to hell. And then you're going to try to go with the police and do all that kind of stuff. I hate that for him, but he was wrong for that.
He didn't try to help. If it was over, it was just over with.
I understand that, but...
Look, he didn't try to harm the police officer.
But I'm sorry, he harmed himself. They were trying to help him.
Yeah, they were trying to help him. Yes.
Yeah, they were trying to help him, but the flames and all that stuff got on them.
Yeah, they were trying to help him.
Well, I got three people on I'm talking to.
It's more than that.
Mm-hmm.
And 1, 2, 3. Go with me.
Okay. And I'm
yes. I hear a little voice down in Arkansas. I hear one over in Duncanville.
And I'm sick.
And I hear one down there in Louisiana.
Yes, ma'am, we
and
all here.
Up and down.
I'm number five.
And what?
Number five is who? It's Lisa, your sister.
You're number four, ain't you?
No,
yeah.
But y'all
already on it. I'm number six.
Who?
Oh, so what
number? Y'all. Who number six?
I thought Lisa was a white woman. All that proper talking.
Who is all them people on the phone?
Lisa.
Boy, y'all got some phones.
So this boy, he done shot himself, and he's in.
He didn't shoot himself. The police shot him.
The police shot him.
Really?
Yeah.
That's on me.
Now he's shot and he's in the burn unit.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, you mean to tell me he was on fire and the police still shot him?
Yes.
Yeah, well, they burned him. Tried to burn them up, I guess they died after he had thrashed that glass on them.
Oh, my God.
No,
he did the wing stop.
No, he didn't burn. He didn't put gas on them. He put gas on top of his head.
On top of his head.
Yeah, on top of his head, not theirs.
Right.
On top of his own head. They were trying to apprehend him.
Right. So what he did, he poured the gas on him and set himself on fire and then ran in there where the police were?
No.
He took gas or something and went in that wing stop.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I say. He pulled the gas on him first. And then he went in the wing stop.
Hello?
Yes, Larry. Hello, Larry.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Okay.
It's your boy Larry Love, man. See, that's my motherfucking best friend, man.
No cousin. I'm so sorry.
Well, say, see, that's my ride or die friend.
Larry.
I know.
Larry.
Hold on, man. My partner is way out there behind that girl, man. That girl caused all that.
My partner found out that girl
had another nigga now, and he went and way out there and poured gas on himself, and by the outcome of the gas, he got tased up. And he got sparked up and flaming. And it's burning his body up.
Okay.
It had burned 65% of his body up.
Oh, man.
He's having surgery right now. I have smoke with Mr. Ressa.
Okay. Oh, bless your soul. That's
you know
so sad.
So that's what's going on right now. Parents were hurt behind a girl, and he just got delusional and did all that. I just hate that my partner is in the burglary. Messed up situation right now, so can y'all please just pray for him, man?
Has the girl been to the hospital to see him? But at the same time,
he caught a case behind his situation. He has got charged with two aggravated assault against public servants.
He's under arrest.
So they did him kind of wrong. So he is going to jail, but right now his mama is at Parkland Hospital, and he's going through lots of surgery. He has burned his body, and he has been shot by the laws, too. But why the
heck is he recovering?
He's still recovering? They shot him, but it seemed like they shot him and set him up on fire, though, what it seemed like to me.
Hold on, you guys. This is street talk. Hold on, you guys.
My question is, why would you tase a person that have gasoline on him and you are using electric. That's like throwing a lighter.
Okay, see, you know what? See, then, too, they probably didn't know he on him like that, for one thing. And they wouldn't have responded like that. See, he probably was coming there acting, you know, not, you know, regular for them, so they had to restrain him in the best way they could. So they probably
why did they shoot him, though?
If he had gasoline on his body.
What, they shot him and then sprayed him?
No,
what they shoot him for?
No, stop, y'all. Stop.
They
hold on, y'all.
Him too.
Hold up, y'all. This is Street Talk live on Blog Talk. This is Ready. Hold up. We're going to speak one-on-one. We're going to talk one-on-one. Everybody can get a chance to talk. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Larry.
Hey.
Hey.
Larry Love is true.
Okay.
Tell
everybody that's on the phone what went on before he went and done that. Talk to people and tell everybody in the world how this came about from your friend and how this led upon this day. What
man, this is what I see was going on. This is what I see, man.
Get off of that.
T-Dun is my best friend, and everybody knows I was being me, T-Dun, and Ramsey.
Okay.
He always been the circle for life. Everybody know this, man.
Okay.
But something got into bro to make bro do something like this. That's what I'm going to say.
Right, right. Because I don't believe he would throw gasoline on himself like that.
That's what I'm going to say.
Yes,
something got into him. I don't know what got into bro, but say, please believe my bro going to come back and see done, though.
Right.
He's still going to be swinging out of swan. He just made a mistake right now in his life.
He's going to be all right.
Hold on, Carlos. Everybody just listen.
He's going to be all right.
Hold on, Carlos.
I'll bring him through this. God,
just hold on.
Hold on, you all.
Who really hurt his grandmother, too, at the same time, bro. I'll say this right here. Nelson, what I say when this went on with bro, man. Bro had a lot of things going on with him mentally and physically. Because I know he loves his root disease. And so we went seen all the time.
I have something to say. That should be an eye-opening for each and every one of us on the line.
That's right. That's right.
It's time to look up. Open your eyes and look up to God.
God works in mysterious ways. He works in mysterious ways to open your eyes. Things like that, you know what I'm talking about? And so he should have thought about his mom, his grandmama and them. You know, things like that. Where he put them through. Where he put his mom.
This is what I say. Yeah.
Okay, he should have thought about it. I know he loved the girl.
Accident.
I know he loved the girl.
Hold on, you
guys.
He's
a freak accident.
That was premeditated. They weren't no free accident. They premeditated. He thought about it.
I think the electric spark went out. Larry, we want to all listen
to everybody's voice at one time. So I want to take some time out to talk.
Things do happen. You know, things like that. You know, somebody, you know, pray to God, put God first above things sometimes. It was a trial and tribulation.
Hold on, please. Thank you.
You guys, we need to all be able to hear each other conversations. And we would like to go
to the conversation out of all, though. I hate he did that.
He was in love like that.
I think it was a freak accident happened.
Okay, that was premeditated. Hold on, what I'm saying though.
How do you know if you get stung by the laws, you got gasoline on your body, and your body gonna explode like that?
The point is, hold on.
Why did they shoot him? That's the question.
Why did he have gasoline?
Everybody, please restrain from speaking at the moment, please. At the top of my voice, please stop talking. I'm trying to gain some respect on the phone. Hold up. I'm trying to hear everybody at one time. I'm trying to let everybody talk. This is my show. I would like y'all all to speak on Street Talk on tonight and share y'all thoughts. It's one person at a time. Larry, if you would, go along and share what went on and your concerns about T. Dunn. And as you finish, we'll finish up and you'll speak and do the most important person.
This is what I think. Okay, well, today when I talk to Ms. Teresa,
okay,
Ms. Teresa told me that Terrence flipped out because his baby mama, Stephanie, had another man.
Okay.
But everybody knew deep down inside that they should have never, you know what I'm saying, he should have went on about his business, but Terrence always loved that girl, Stephanie. That was his bottom. That was his heart. That was his everything.
Yeah,
he always been about Stephanie. This was behind his love for another woman.
Okay.
Yes.
He went through hell behind another woman.
Hold on, Miss Lisa.
This is what I'm saying. Bro had the gasoline on his body. Yes, true enough. But bro didn't put a lighter to his body. Bro got stung, and by the stung of the gun. Bro,
it
body went in flames like a fire.
It ignited, yes. Okay, my point is that I know he was in love and things like that, but, you know, the point is that why would he pour gasoline on him in the first place, you know?
The devil was in him. I never knew T-Dunn did nothing like that in my life.
And I know, you know what, don't no one know, no one understand what he was going through. Nobody but him and God. Nobody know why he did what he did. We would never understand. We never know but him and God. That between him and God, you know, the girl of love that he had. But it don't make no sense that she would take your life. I understand that, too. You know, take your life for more than somebody else's life, you know. That's why he did it. Okay.
T-Dunn, goddamn me. I'm going to say, I know your nigga, he going to be all right.
No cursing and things, right? You ain't got to get all upset. God going to break
it through. This is what I'm saying about Miss Lisa.
But you never know. Understand. You never understand, though. You never know, man.
What I'm saying about T-Dunn. Hold on right quick.
You never understand what the situation was, nor the reason, you know. But everything will be all right. It's up to God.
We all agree. This is what I'm saying about T-Dunn.
T-Dunn, my right-hand man. Everybody know that, though. But this is what I'm going to say, though.
Right.
But did he talk to you
or tell you the situation about, you know, whatever like
I talked to bro while I was going through my situation and I was trying to get clean. He said, bro, man, you stay clean, bro. You need to leave somebody alone. Just go ahead and stay clean, bro, and keep your head up, my nigga, and do your thing,
so you baby. Hold on, Larry Love. Are you saying that in the meantime, while he was trying to stay clean and he was trying to guide you to stay clean,
right?
Came in and twisted him?
Yes. Okay.
So
and that was all
what
on
I'm
him.
Saying is, all this was a – what I think – true enough, he did have the gasoline on his body, but bro did not know the law was going to tase him.
Yeah.
I don't know, because he went to Buffalo Wings place. He did some other stuff, they say. I don't know, man. Only Lord knows, like you said. I'm going to hear my bro burning up right now, man. That's
Larry,
my baby,
listen. Larry, listen to Reddy, Larry. Why do you feel like T. Dunn poured the gasoline on his own self?
Yeah, thank you. That's what I'm saying.
Do you think that he was going through depression?
Yeah, he had it behind that girl, man. But this is what I'm saying, though. What I'm saying is that he talked to you or tried to tell you about the situation.
He came to you and tried to talk to you and tell you, man,
he said, this is what he said. He said he going to act like Vernon. He going to act like Vernon.
He going to act like
his big Vernon, his big brother.
His big brother.
He can't have him. His big brother, Vernon.
Okay.
He said, man, I love that bro. I always cry behind Steph, no matter how many years this boy did. You know what I'm saying, man? Tito done kicked it every day. And I always been about Stephanie.
Yeah, every
even
day.
Though, you know what I'm saying, man? Tito done kicked it strong. I'm talking about Shay. We turned up in that city, man. We went in that city.
Larry.
We on that spree.
Larry. Listen to Reddy. Do you feel like love led him into self-destruction?
Yes.
Okay.
What?
So, as a friend,
yes.
What can you do to help the next person in a situation like this to not happen? What can you do to try to help him? Let go.
Let go and let God
handle your battle.
Because you know, love ain't worth it, I tell you. So you were burned up in the hospital. Everything happened to you, but guess what? That person, that woman, or that man is still going to do the same thing they're doing. Everybody, let's be clear, everybody.
This is Street Talk Ready Live on Street Talk. Hold on. Let's hold on.
I'm sorry, but this is not enough.
We're trying to make a point here. Do y'all think we can start helping each other and start learning to identify the signs when it comes to people going through stress and learning to help each other?
Yes. If some people can't take it.
The first thing you do, Miss Lisa, I think we should start to learn to help each other as friends, and the way that you help a person is pray for them, everybody pray.
A family that prays together stays together.
Hold on, let me. That's right. This is how I feel behind the situation. Let's all pray for his kids.
Let's gather together.
I wanted to make a statement. Prayer is good, and we should all pray all day about everything that concerns everyone.
Thank you.
But Jesus not only told us to pray, he also told us to lend a helping hand. So while we're praying, we also take that right hand and we give above ourselves.
Yes.
We don't just sit there and say, I'm going to pray for you and leave that person hanging.
Somehow
this young man had cried out to his friends and family, and nobody grabbed his hand. So
nobody
I understand prayer. Because we need it. However, when you see a person in harm, you see that person hurting. That wasn't love that he, for the reason he killed himself. There was something missing inside of him. That wasn't love. Because love doesn't do that. So we have to look at the other issue. That was something else that was causing that young man so much pain that he would want to abuse himself. And we can't blame the police for the...
I disagree with that. What happened was a freak accident. This is what I think happened. A freak accident and went on.
That was not a freak accident.
I think it was...
When people tase him, his body went up. Larry, hold on, listen to this lady. Larry, everybody, be quiet real quick.
Go ahead again.
Listen to me. This is Street Talk. Listen to me, y'all. I think that we should start our friends, as they started to talk to us.
Are you in your right mind? Would you go and pour gasoline on your head?
Yes. No,
right.
Ma'am.
No.
Ma'am. No,
when
ma'am, you are
doing
your
we have to do. We got to pray together. You hold your hand and start saying a prayer. Do something. Bring them closer to God. Closer to God that we can get. You never know what nobody's going through. You keep praying for them.
Like
you say, don't let them go.
Said.
Keep holding on to them.
Like
you know, say, man, well,
somebody,
talk to you. You know, keep God in mind. Kevin, pray. Pray for them.
And
God will bring it out. Like you say, that, like I said, that was premeditated. He wanted to do what he did. But like I say,
oh,
they say anybody in their right mind, why would you pour gasoline on you and know the police is up in there? I'm sorry that it happened. It is so sad. That's the problem today in this world. We need God in our lives. That's the problem.
But
that's
see,
that's why you call on Jesus one time to call his name. Whatever's
this
going on in
my
your life.
Testify,
I know people
though.
Go through things.
But hold on, this is going to say my pain.
Let's give everybody respect on the line. And listen
but hold on,
to
miss. But hold on, miss. This one thing
ain't
my mama testified, though. This
ain't
one
nobody.
Is right
nobody.
Here. This my brother
ain't
testified,
nobody.
Though,
nobody.
Every day.
Okay.
He's planning on being, hey, this my bro, Dean. He's planning on having
yeah.
a broken down car on his own church, and Stephanie was going to be his wife. And I'm going to be his right-hand businessman, and we're going to preach the word about God.
That's
but
what God
have,
is doing. My God, that's
what
God
the
is breaking
got
you.
My bro down, man. That's what God
you
said.
You know what
God
is going to break him out of there? That's why God let things happen. He let things happen sometimes to bring you closer to him and to acknowledge him. So you start praying, get closer to God, and keep praying for him what's going on and let God work his way. That's what God do. Like you said you had that dream that was going
yeah.
on that what God meant. And what God meant is what's going to happen.
He's going to get up and have a testimony.
That's right. That's right. He'll give him help. God going to bless him. Yes, he is. And then
that's
all
right.
y'all going to be in church. Y'all going to be in church. Y'all going to be praising God and everything else together.
Yeah.
Sit back and wait
up.
On God. Sit back and wait on God. Yes, he is. Sit back and wait on God and what you do.
I really
stop
appreciate you all speaking on tonight.
Start grabbing your brother hand and pray for him.
Hold
you
on.
See everybody
Let's get order right quick.
Yes.
Larry.
Hold on,
please.
Hello. This is Street Talk with Reddy on Street Talk tonight. We would like for everybody to stop talking at one time. We would like for everybody to respect each other's voices. And I would like for y'all all to come on my show every Friday night on Street Talk. I love T. Dunn. He made a mistake. We're going to all say a prayer for him at the end of the show.
It's in the hand of God now.
Okay, y'all can all get ready to say a prayer. Okay,
yes.
Y'all like, we're going to say a prayer at the end of our show. But right now, I would like for y'all to all come together and understand why we are on this line tonight. We are on the phone because my friend had an accident, and he chose love, and he chose love, and he hurt himself in order to see that, in order to show people that he was in love with this girl. And I feel like we need We need to come together and start listening and paying attention to our friends and our family and start to gather together and pray together and start paying attention and start listening and start loving one another and stop all the hatred. And stop all the crime. And stop trying to harm each other. And stop trying to harm ourselves. And stop trying to cry out. This is a cry out. This should touch everybody on the phone. Everybody was close to T-Dunn. You hear me? So at this point, I myself, Ready, would like to say I appreciate all y'all for coming on tonight and talking and listening and sharing. See, Don is in the hospital. His mama, his kids, his family all need prayer. And we would like everybody to know that's listening to me tonight that we're going to start praying more.
Yes.
Loving each other, sharing with each other. We're gonna start to listen to outcries. When people say that they're going through something, take time and listen. Pay attention. Start to gather your words. Start to be friends. Know how to be a friend. Learn how to pay attention. Be loving. Yes. Be kind. Be more godly. Go to church.
Yes.
Start praying. Start reading our Bibles. Stop the drugs. Stop the drinking. Stop all the street stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's time for all of us to grow up and be people. This happens to all of us. This just all of us. This is real close to home. This is real.
When things happen, it happens to you too.
Yes. Yeah. So all of
us. That's what I say. It touched all of us.
Because we know him or not. Though, but excuse me, our bigger picture, though, is I always had my brother side me, man. That was my right-hand man, man.
And on the cool, this is what I'm saying right here, man.
Everybody knows T. Dunn and Larry always hung together like brothers. Everybody know that. I'm lying, Ready.
No, you're not lying, Larry.
I know my boy, man. This right here wasn't even my boy right here. This right here was the devil. The devil had gotten that boy's head, and that point in time, and made T-Dun do something like that, and then the outcome of it, the devil got the best, but God is going to be strong and bring my brother through this thing, man.
Dog got it.
You know what I'm saying? This is the best thing right here I can say.
T-Dun
still my nigga, man. And God got something for him, but that's why I say what happened was the devil got inside that boy, and he heard that man's voice on that phone, and that broke my boy down, and it hurt him because that was his testimony, was to marry that girl.
Yeah, I know it hurt.
His granny said one thing, please make sure you marry that girl, because he felt like without her, him and Tyler wasn't going to make it in the world without her. And she went and counseled the story and got another nigga. So he felt like the world was against him and he couldn't have her. So he went and did that stuff like that. But Lord knows, some people should never have did the outcome of that. Because he didn't put, you notice they say, he didn't put a match to himself. They had to taser him, and the outcome of him getting tasered, they could have did 101 things. Because T-Dunn is not no big dude. He's only 180 pounds.
Listen to Ready speak, okay?
He's not no big dude. So why did he have
Larry Love.
Hey.
Unfortunately, T-Dunn made a mistake. He went inside the place.
Hold on, Larry.
We have 10 minutes left, caller. Listen to Ready. T-Dunn went inside that place. He knew what he was doing when he went over to Stephanie's place.
Yes.
We all know that T-Dunn loved her to death.
That's why I said premeditated.
We all know. Hold on. T-Dunn wanted to marry that girl. That girl didn't want T-Dunn no more. He didn't know how to let go. We got to learn to let go, y'all. We got to learn to let go. If a person don't want you anymore, you got to learn to let go. It's not a
let go and let God. You got to let go and let God.
Let go and let God.
That's right. That's the only way.
It's not the police fault. Not Stephanie's fault.
It was his fault. Hold on now, Ready. This is what I say right here. This is what I say right here, man.
The loud.
Law should have did it a more, how shall I say, the Law should never did all of that. So y'all understand this boy didn't have no gun on him.
Yes, you ready, Larry.
He just smelling like gasoline. Why does the Law have to tase him?
Law's done no, Larry. You trying to find fault in what the Law's done to be done. No. It's not the police fault. He done went in there doing stuff. Look, Larry, look.
So you saying
Larry, listen. He's laying in the hospital. Terrence did this to himself. The police tried to help him. They tasered him. That was wrong. We all feel like tasering is wrong. Okay? That's our friends. So we're going to stand up for that. That's not a problem. We're going to stand up. We feel like that was wrong. But they did what they could to help him. But he was set himself on fire because he was in love with Stephanie. And it went wrong. He didn't know how to let go. But we got to be friends and tell the truth to each other. Teach him that it was wrong to keep on trying to be with her. And she had told him already that she didn't want to be with him again. So he shouldn't have went over to her house or anything. Previous events happened, so we ain't going to speak of that. You hear me? I wanted to speak
this
about
this
tonight.
Is. This
stop,
is what I'm
Larry.
Saying.
Larry. Stop,
this
Larry.
Man,
I want to talk about
this. This man is only 180 pounds. Why the Law had to shock him and shoot him like?
It's not the police fault. It's not the police fault. I wanted to talk about T-Dunn tonight to show respect and love for my friend and your friend, too. But we all know that this is stuff that happens day to day. This is
the thing
talk.
Is that, like you said, he posted
no.
on him when he went in there.
Was,
he knew what
that,
he was doing.
I'm closing my show, y'all.
No ifs, and buts about it. No way how you try to put it. But he knew
no,
what he was
man.
Doing.
You got to let
go
and
I feel sorry for him. I'm sorry for him and everything else like that. But he brought that whatever happened on himself. It was not their fault. They had to defend themselves. But they didn't know. It, then he must be coming out like a wild man to pour the gas on him, and all for them to do that, and all for them to tase him, to ignite him. He already knew that. Because he wanted to see, you don't want to commit suicide. He did that to himself. So he already knew. We put that gasoline on him, and he knew when they put that taser, he was going to ignite. So he was coming to the police. So they didn't know what was going on. They were trying to defend themselves. That's the taser that they have, so he ignited himself.
He did.
Yeah, he did that. You know, I hate that for that. You know, I'm going to pray for him and everything else, you know. But what he did, he brought that on himself. I hate to say that, but it's true. So he did that to himself.
He's still breathing. He's still coming home,
though.
I'm blaming
the police for what he did.
No, the Law never did that. Them dirty Laws never did that. Oh, High Texas, oh, City Hill Law, but the boy that had no weapons. He didn't smell like gasoline.
Larry.
They never tased him.
They shot him because they didn't know how to handle it.
Hello.
Yes. We're listening.
Hello. Young man is going to be all right. God has him in his hands. He's going to be okay. What y'all need to do is focus on outside right now. Look up to God and let God take control. Stop worrying about him. He's going to be okay. He's fine. He's in God's hands right now. He's going to bring him up and out of that situation. So what we need to do, what you all need to do, is look up to God, open your hearts, and accept God into your lives right now. And let him come out of this and show y'all that he's in God's hands. And stop worrying about him. Stop talking about him. God is in control with him. He got him. He's going to be okay. He okay. Hello?
We really appreciate that, Ms. Sharon.
Yeah. He's okay. He's going to be okay. Yeah.
I
wanted to say something, LaShawn.
Okay, I'm listening.
I feel sorry that this young man was in such pain.
that he felt the need to hurt himself in such a horrendous way. And one of the things that I think his friends should look at and other young people around the country is, what was it about losing her that caused him so much pain? Because for a young man, 35 or in his 30s, there was something else in his life that was missing for him to just feel so helpless that he ran out into the street and cried out in such a way when he put that gasoline on himself. When he made that decision, he really wasn't any more aware probably what was going around, because you can just imagine how his mind must have been going at that time. And
his mind been going, Miss Easley.
Well, yeah, I know. That's why I'm saying there were signs going on before, and nobody really probably knew what to do, or he just waved it off and everybody just figured he'd get over it. But sometimes people don't get over certain types of pain.
Something it was love. Because,
well, that wasn't love, because love doesn't make you do that to yourself. When you love somebody, you don't want to hurt them or you. That's not love. That's something else that's missing inside. Because when you really love somebody, as all of you guys are saying, and I don't doubt that he didn't love her and that he wanted to be with her, but something caused it not to work. And so that was a failure in his eyes, that he couldn't keep that woman. And something else had went wrong in his life. Maybe he was missing something. They couldn't get along. It was something else. Maybe he had an anger problem. Whatever it was,
he couldn't get
that relationship fixed. And that's what my opinion is what drove him to that. He didn't really care what happened once he put that gasoline on, because he was hurting so bad, because he couldn't fix that relationship. And there was something inside of him that had nothing to do really with the relationship. It was something about his low self-esteem, his pain on the inside, that had nothing to do with the relationship. It was him, and he didn't know how to fix it. And so cry out a lot of times in those ways. But I'm finally going to get off here. Please not only pray for him, but the friends, encourage him more to learn that love is about giving. And so when he gets well, start showing him more love and give him more love and your attention, and just reminding him that he is a great, great man. He is a child of God.
Yes, ma'am. We're getting ready to end, you guys. It's 3 minutes left. Well, 2 minutes left on the show. Miss Beasley, would you please pray us out?
Hello? Can everybody hear me talk?
We have 2 minutes left. I would like Miss Beasley to pray us out.
All right. T-Dawg, babe, we love you, man. May God be with you and your kids. And just come home, baby. That's a big thing about it, bro. You're still here, and you learn from your mistakes. And may God be with you and your kids, man. Because I know that wasn't you when you did that. That was a devil. The devil have won. But you love that girl so much, though, man. I hate love, did all this, man. But God, but now it's in God's hands. And may you get better for your family. And we still love you. T-Dun swanging out of Swan. He's a 4'9 Keyson Poe nigga, man. He always going to be his hood. Everybody already know T-Dun still our big bro, little bro.
Thank you all for calling on tonight, Larry. T-Dun, we miss you. We hope you get better. Thank you all for calling. Call
next week. T-Dun, we love you, baby.
Same number, Peace
in the family.
Okay. Thank y'all for calling. Thank y'all for Block Talk. I'm lost for words, y'all. Thank y'all for calling on tonight. T-Don, we love you. Bye, Block Talk listeners.